A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, as usual, phone us directly at the following number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe following the abandonment of the multiple currency system in the country a few days ago.
The majority of Zimbabweans say the prices are now out of reach, with workers struggling to make ends meet. Prices of all basic commodities, including mealie-meal, bread and others, have gone up. The price of a 2-liter bottle of cooking oil has been increased from $15 to $27, while that of a 2-kilogram bag of Mahatma rice went up from $18 to $57.
Some economists have criticized the Zimbabwe's government for abandoning the multiple currency system, saying the country is creeping back to the crippling historic hyperinflation period of 2008 that led to the abandonment of the Zimbabwe dollar in 2009.
But the government is blaming some businesses of price gouging. While prices of basic commodities are going up on a daily basis, the government has also introduced the stringent regulations in the buying and selling of maize, restricting purchases of the staple food to the state-controlled grain marketing board.
Kuzobuya ke cooking oil lokunye okuchiyeneyo siyabona ukuthi le rice layo intengo yayo isikhuphukile isinkwa sikhuluma nje abantu abaningi bathi basayenelisi ukuthi basithenge xa sisigangela ke cooking oil i 2 liters siyabona ukuthi ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $15 yaya ku $27 kuzobuya ke i 2 kg ye Mahatma rice ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $18 siya ku $57. Kuzobuya i 5 kg ye flour kathesi sokuthiwa ke siyi $76. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke abantu abaningi bathi lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kusanda ukuthi kuthiwe akusasetshenziswa imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni leZimbabwe. Sisetshenziswa kuphela engceleni lapho ungabhadala khona i-customs duty kumbe nxa uthenga itikiti lendizamtshina. So abantu bathi kuzima kakhulu. Kuzobuya ke uhulumende uphindile njalo uthi ke nxa uthenga ku-grain marketing board yikho kumele uthenge khona umumbu. Kodwa ungeke uthengisa uyabotshwa uyafelejele sibili ngokweze khonokho. Kunjalo ke pleasant.
Wonke ukahama wadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya dzemitengo. Vakawanda munyika vari kuchema-chema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichiita chamuramba mhuru. Kunyange hazvo hurumende yakabvisa kushandiswa kwemari dzekunze dzinosanganisira dhora rekuAmerica, pula, rand nedzimwe. Ichiti iyo ndo zviri kupa kuti mitengo yezvinhu ikwire zvakanyanyisa. Asi izvi kusvika pari zvino zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida. Asi vehurumende vari kuti ivo chiri kukonzera kuti zvidaro inyaya yevemabhizimisi vari kuda kuita nhafu. Vakawanda vacho vachitengesa zvinhu nemitengo yakakurisa zvekuti nyange vakatenga mari kana pamusika mutema nekudhura kuri kuita zvinhu zvacho hurumende iri kuti hazvisi kufambirana. Asi vemabhizimisi vari kuti aiwa mari ndo iri kuvaitira shoma nekudaro vakada kunotenga zvinhu kunze zvinenge zvichidhura vopedzisira votengeserawo vanhu zvinhu zviri kudhura. Nekune rimwe divi vashandi vari kuchema-chemawo kuti mari dzavo dzemihoro hadzisi kuwedzerwa sekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Nekudaro zvinhu zvavaomera ndo nyaya yatida kuti tinge tichizeya nhasi. Uye manzwa hurumende ichiti vanhu havachabvumidzwe kungotengesa-tengesa chibage chaakuchifanira kutengeswa kuburikidza neGMB kunze kwekunge uine masagi mashanu ari pasi pemakirogiramu anokwana kuita iwo makumi mashanu kana kuti 50 kg ndo chaunokwanisa kutakura. Asi chimwe chinofanira kunge chichitengeswa kugrain marketing board. Nekudaro makasununguka hamawadiwa kuti mpinde mchirongwa tize kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei panyaya yemitengo. Gibbs.
Right now I think we are joined by two guests, Mr. Gilbert Muponda, who is an economist. Mr. Muponda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are also joined by Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is the leader of informal traders. He's based in Bulawayo. Good evening, Mr. Ndiweni, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Kibbs. Good evening, viewers. I mean, or listeners, if I mean it that way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with you, Mr. Muponda. Mr. Muponda, it appears things are not going as advertised. The government had said that the reason why prices were going up is because of the basket of currencies that the country was using. And as a result, it decided that what needs to be done is to ban all the foreign currencies and allow people to trade within our borders with only the Zimbabwe dollar. And so that prices will go down, but the opposite is happening. Why?
Well, Blessing, I think the starting point should be to look at how we ended up with multi-currencies and the RTGS and all these things that have been happening. I think for starters, we had hyperinflation up to 2009, mm-hmm. and then the Zimbabwe dollar then was demonetized, and then we adopted the multi-currency system to gain some level for price stability, which happened over the last 9 to 10 years. The prices indeed stabilized, and prices were under control, and the economy basically stabilized. However, when an economy stabilizes, it's not enough. You need the economy to grow as well. So you have to put in place other measures that allow the economy to grow. Hence, we started to have the currency reforms that started with the bond coins, then the bond notes, then the RTGS, and then the new currency that we have. These are reforms that are necessary for us to get some level of certain tools that a monetary policy statement should be able to have access to, so that you can control the economy using those tools. When you are using a foreign currency like we had before, you didn't have those tools. These tools, these are basic tools that are required for any modern economy. These tools include things like interest rates, mm-hmm. whereby if people deposit money, they can get high interest rates. If they borrow, they should be charged interest rates. Then also the bank, the Reserve Bank, can mop up liquidity. When there's too much money circulating, the Reserve Bank has got power to suck that liquidity so that they reduce money in circulation to manage the money that is chasing goods in the economy. Mm-hmm. So what has happened is that we have a new monetary situation in the country, and it has caused some instability in that people were not expecting it. People had a timeline. I think they were looking at 9 to 12 months. That's when they were hoping or thinking that a new currency would be introduced. But this was done sooner rather than later, because we had seen that there was a lot of speculation in terms of how the rate was now depreciating for no good reason at all. Okay. Other than that, people were speculating and piling up and stashing up U.S. dollars, such that people were just, when you got access to bond notes, you're buying U.S. dollars. Okay. For no other reason than just to save or to stash it. And it was important that the U.S. dollar is limited, its usage, towards imports, mm-hmm. not local goods. So what happened is just that you are not allowed to buy local goods using foreign currency, mm-hmm. but you can keep your currency for whatever reason you want it for, but you cannot just buy local goods. This is important in that we are generating about $5 billion U.S. dollars as a country in exports. Mm-hmm. And that money is now what we are using to import goods into the country and also to buy local goods. Mm-hmm. So there was an important decision to separate these two, such that only for local goods you can use local currency. If you're buying, say, something like, say, tomatoes that were grown in Chishawasha in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to use U.S. dollars. If you are a government worker working for the Zimbabwean government and you are in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to be paid in U.S. dollars. So this trend had to be corrected. The adjustment might be painful to swallow for now, but it is very necessary for the economy to do and go through these things. If you look at other expert economists, from the IMF to the World Bank to the EU, everyone has said Zimbabwe is on the correct path. They've asked for further reforms, but the path we're going is the right direction. What matters is not the speed at which you are moving, it's the direction. The direction that the country has taken to liberalize the economy, liberalize its markets, which has been begged by introduction of an interbank market, whereby people, if you need foreign currency, if you're a traveler, you can go to your bureau of exchange and buy this currency at the going rate. If you have your own currency, you can sell it to your bank. This is what a normal economy should be like. We cannot allow the Reserve Bank to determine everything, to say you want foreign currency, you go to the Reserve Bank, as if the Reserve Bank generates foreign currency. It was not a good thing as well. So whilst people might find some fault in what is happening, this is necessary because now we are freeing the Reserve Bank from that burden or that monopoly it had over foreign currency. Because everything was going towards the Reserve Bank. Whether you want to buy medication, you want to buy fuel, you want to buy, you know, anything imported, all these foreign currency are being allocated by the Reserve Bank. But has changed. Now, if you need foreign currency, then go to the interbank market.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs.
Now, let's go to Mr. Michael Njweni. Baba Njweni, siya kwamke lo kshelo wa?
Gibbs, unjani?
Nong, pili kakulu. Ye, akucho Baba Njweni, uzwilu wa Mponda, uya kuluma lapa, uza pendula. Ye, ngesikiwa briefly, ube su kubeka nje, kume ngesindewele. So, ube, uchanga, mafichana sivili kakulu. So, what do you think about the current situation in Zimbabwe? Is this new policy working in terms of the statutory instrument 142 of 2019?
This is a double, for me, I think it's a double-edged sword. And on the other hand, it has got a positive impact, particularly for traders that are trading locally and who don't cross borders, for us as CZTA. And on the other hand, for ICBTs, those who cross borders to get goods out of the country, it's a different story altogether. It has serious impact, serious ramifications. So I would say that to a larger extent, the policy to restore issue of currency is positive because we have been calling for that as a sector because our people have been struggling to even get money from the black market because the rates were ballooning and every day there was speculation. And also, even locally, for people to get goods for resale, prices are changing every day. So, to some extent, and I say to that extent, the move was a bit positive. But however, for people that are actually crossing borders to get goods out of the country, it's a serious problem because right now they're already able to get foreign currency because it has been banned. So people think that you cannot use the US dollar to buy goods or to exchange. The person wants to go to say South Africa or any other country. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's a very big problem now. So I think that. But what I think is needed now is to try and lobby the government to try and put in this mechanism to restore confidence in the Zimbabwean dollar so that people are able to take the money and then use it. And then we can come back in the event. So in Kavangu, Utawa Lolo, Utawa Olu, Olu Gavi, Lubu Kalia, Sira Palangapa, for Avandu Avatanga local. Kina besithi khona ngamele ulozi indaba yemali leyo ukuza amathenga kuhle lokhalo ngoba ama-rates inja every day, ama-presence inja every day, ukuthi umuntu can't budget now for the next day because ama-rates aphelile. So abantu abakontrola i-foreign currency kade bebebadetect i-pace in terms of what we buy. But at the same time also, umuntu ongatholi i-foreign currency bekunzima ukuthi aphile ngoba i-pace idetect abantu abathola i-foreign currency. But it's a serious impact for abantu abathenga izinto phandle abathengisayo njengathi abantu abazisebenzayo abantu abaningi esilabo behambe bethe izinto phandle belizwe. So besekunzima bekuzaba nzima ukuthi kathi sibathole i-foreign currency ukuthi bayethenga izinto phandle ngoba sukuthi baphile. So like I said, ngesikhiwa ngathi i-WA sword kunzima asikwazi ukuthi what is there for what is going to happen tomorrow. So this SI 142 created the uncertainties. Despite the fact that we had to address the currency issue, The problem is that right now, abantu abatrust the currency yet. Ukuthi it will have value.
Sima kona po ye. Yes, makurampo kwa mafichanzo. Tuas lokola lava.
Erika, tutorium koma Gabriel. Rwazi sai. Magadim koma Gabriel. Aiwa, tirinan dim koma Blessing na koma Gibbs. Varpani yanga nasi tipeo fungwa zeny. Aiwa, apana chaka ipo. Aiwa, isi tirinan.
Yai, ndani zubiri, chakai. Asi chini diga pautinga miri ni kaya juu abu mesi, na wote ukatariza wanamponda wanaje wako benefita, na wote zaidi kwa wazungu kwa abu chuo chuo ma benefiting, niki mizwa kato na wote zino no always chete kwa chuo jamu yes mara atanga tina umasho masho masara, na wote ukatariza kwa jeni yu yake kwa ni NDC. Ma US mari dzedzi dzazavushanda ende dzaiwanikwa kuti kumabeng. Vati kubva kangotorwa namukoma munangagwa va president leda. Mari dzakamba dzashaikwa musystem. Ukatarira kuti takaita jeni yuchenien. Dek. Chingwa chaichitenga ne 50 cents. Dora for 2 dollar. Asi vazvo takazopinda president namunangagwa. Chingwa chakamba changoishuta kubva wiki ravakaitwa president chikasvika $3, $4 nhasi unoyo hachizotongozikana tichiri pamari nokuti hachizi kutowanika saka taida kuti ava vangona vari kuratidza kuti muekonomi vatitsanangudzire kuti zvichafamba sei kuti tipinde munyako yatiri nokuti ava munangagwa vatikona vatikona chaizvazvo nokuti haizvizvizvi isusu tiri kuno kunze taakutotya kana kutumidzira hama dzedu mari nokuti hatizivi zvinopfuma zvakarongwa mangwana masipeni nokuti unogona kungopfuma uchiudzwa kunzi mari yakatumidziraya hatakutongovapa $3 ende $3 racho kubva parakaintrodhuswa vanhu vari kuti havasati varioni hatiudza kuti imari yakaintrodhuswa munewspaper here imari iri kushanda iri kushanda iri kupi sezvo chichinzi yakaintrodhuswa nehurumende ngavatiudzewo kuti mari iyoyo iri kuwanikwa kupi yakuwanikwa kuberikicheni isingawanikwe kubhengi inowanikwa kuberikicheni sei kubhengi kwacho inhasi ndo ndikaenda chida unotora mari kubhengi dinoshaya saka ngavatiudziri kuwanikwa kupi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel.
Ndatenda mukoma Blessing.
Regai titi vamuponda vapindure. Vamuponda pindurai tinzwe. Ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Gabriel.
Ndasizwa mukoma Gabriel wataura mubvunzo chaiwo Joshua vari right ipapo pakuti pane yatingati ma information gaps ekuti I think Reserve Bank ne Ministry of Finance nehurumende pachezva vanofanira kuita inonzi iya information campaign iya yekusensitize vanhu vachinyatsoudza vanhu kuti chii chakaitika zvakananga kupi iya yatinoti media blitz. Nekuti panofanira kunge paine information iri readily available yekuti ukapinda mubhengi mumachechi muzvikoro pese pangoungana vanhu mumakombi kana mumabhazi mumaairpoti pese pauri ngapawanikwa paine information iyo inonyatsoexplainira vanhu kuti chaitika chii ipapo apa ndo pangangodaro pari kuti vanhu valose confidence ebit ndosaka maprona maprize achiita overreact kuti thereis no justification yekuti mafuta anga achiita $10 abva aita $27 the next day hapana justification Blessing ipapo yekuti iri linked to the product kana to the market movement iyo tingangoti ifiye yakangobata vanhu kuti havasi kuziva kuti chii chaitika saka munhu auda kungokambura mari yako anisa yataa kuti profit hearing but driven by fear ipapo panenge pachiti vamutudi nawamanguza vanokurudzirwa ende ndotovakurudzirawo ivhi nevari muhurumende kuti ngapaitwe proper campaign ingangotora 3 to 6 months vanhu vachinyatsoudzwa vachipiwa maexplanations ari adequate kuti aiwa maus dollars amunenge matumirwa kubva kunze kubva kudiaspora unonovapiwa akadaro kuwese nyenyeno kwaunenge waenda hautorerwi nemunhu unonge watengesa kana wakuda iwe kuatengesa kubhengi kana kubureau of change. Saka ipapo painformation gap ndotaura zvishuwa iyo iripo asi yavapo kudaro vanhu ngavaregere kutanganwa kuti chingwa chavari tichiita dollar for 2 angari 2 maus dollars haava kutaurai. Saka ukataisa rate riko izvozvo rate randaona kubhengi I think is about 7 or 8 kubhengi nhasi US dollar asi chingwa chiri kuwanikwa ne $4 which is still 50 cents US dollars Saka in US dollar terms zvinhu zvadzika price blessing. Ipapo kuti vanhu vabatisise kuti currency yataka kudila nayo iyi it's not a US dollar. Saka zvinhu zvatodzika. Avo varototi hanzi kupinda kwaita vamunangagwa zvinhu zvabva zvakwira mari dzatanga kushaika. Ipapo hapasi chokwadi nekuti mabond notes nema bond coins aka introduced ne old government ya President Mugabe, former president. Vamunangagwa vakatosvika zviripo and ma movements avari kuita ndekutry kukorekta zvinhu. Wekuri wekuita yatinoti reform yekugadzirisa kuti nyika ive inonzi nyika inofanira kunge ine mari yayo yakazvimirira. Amtiwa makaona nezuro chaya Botswana ikataura government yeBotswana ichatambira maforeign currency. Dzimwe nyika ndozva dziri kuita ndokuti nyika ikwanise kumanage economy yayo yega. Hamukwanisi kumanage economy muchanza mari yekunze. Asi chatoda kukurudzira hurumende pazvinofanira kuitika zvakare ndezvekuti Zimbabwe inofanira kugenerate inonzi foreign currency yega. Hatifani kungomira tichitrade mari iri muno iyoyo. Tofanira kuti tichigenerate foreign currency pakuexporta zvinhu zvakawanda. Ngatigadzire zvimwe zvinhu muZimbabwe zvatotengeserwa nyika dzekunze kwete kuti izvozvo vanhu vanoimporta yogurt kana cheese. Izvozvo zvinomira zvakanaka. Ipapo nyika haifumuke nekuti vanhu vari kuimpota chero mvura, chero machira embogadzirwa David Whitehead aya akungoimpotawo bva kunze. Mari inowandwa nepressure inocollapse because inonzi balance of payment position yenyika inodeteriorate kana mukaramba muchingotenga zvekunze asi mabvana chamuri kutengesa. Saka paya patiri kutaura nezvane beneficiation nevalue addition yekuti patiri kutengesa platinum isina kugadzirwa kana goridhe risina kugadzirwa. Goridhe iroro ngarigadzirwe kuti iwe kana jewelry inotengeswa iti higher value. Madiamonds atiri kutengesa izi rough diamonds. We should process them locally. Kwaitwa value addition. Zvokuti anenge akutengeswa nemutengo wakasumukira. Ndozva tofanira kuti akutarisa beyond having our own currency. Because kana even our own currency is still backed by exports. Currency yenenge iri weekend inoramba ichicollapse ichidepreciate. Saka tinofanira kuti akuita mamwe moves ekuencourage ma exports. Things like horticulture. Yataimboita muZimbabwe zvokuti aimporta exporta maruva achienda kunana England, kunana Holland. Zvinhu zvinofanira kukurudzirwa. Netobhako inofanira kuramba ichikurudzirwa kuti varimi ngavaramba vachirima vachipiwawo mutengo uri nani vachichengeta maus dollar vanenge vaenawo amwe. Izvo zvinoencourage kuti tirambe tichiexporta zvinhu. Ndozvinofanira kunge zvichiitika nekuti ikangoita currency yega isina maexports anoibheka currency iyo inenge ichinetseka. Saka mazimbabwe ndo government inofanira kuexplaina zvakare kuti titori nemaexports atiri kuita. Tine platinum, tine gold, tine madiamonds and tine chrome. Neto baku ya triku exporter, which is supporting the current. We need to export more.
Tinotenda vamponda rambaye zvenyu muri parunare. Gibbs?
Yes, lo baba ke umkandle fonini, orise zutu baba umkandle utini. Baba umkandle, ungauchona njani?
Ayi, ya pila baba linjani.
Nisi ya pila, umkandle, ungape mtaveni lafu?
Umkande, umkande, ose binga.
Umkande, unjani binga?
Uzima kuburuani.
Indaba kunyumba.
Zvitu zvadhura mwezuma kwayo maroko munuka kwanata kuti dzatikepo kuno
kunzima.
Kunzima usasevenze ngapaya zvinhu sezvakanza kumbe kangaki ngaki kazima lesingasaisevenzile iye singanzihlupa kudosi ayazokuhlangene konkele ulo mumbu wokuti asingasahambisa kweminimango ngapaya zisitenga ngomumbu wezitolo inkomo kate kwaye ndisinge inkomo zokulimisa sokuthi asingasahambisa umumbu yazozima sezizozima ukuthi sesikulala neZimbabwe.
So ungavela uthenga umumbu uyawuthola njani nje wazokuthiwa kumele uthwale i-50 kg kuphela. So nxa uthwalela abanye ke kuzokumele lenzeni?
Ikhoni mangari sabe nawulola abazali bamabanye bakukhathana lami kwabanye komunye uchief ungapensenga esiyabhuwa. So ngingasengisa banceda kumbe sengisiyadinga inkomo yokuthi ngizame ukuzinceda ngilime. So kuti asengibota asihamba lo mumbu wangu asengiswele kuti sokuyikuyini imazangu ane zikade zisinceda ngazo amayosaumba amarandi ekati sisebenzisa ngawo vele lawo sokuthi asevaliwe kuti sisebenzise njani asisakwazi ogogo kade bephiwa imali lama-n g os kathesi sa sibehamba zebehambe kumabhenki ebhenki ngapha ebhenki akula mabhenki okuthi asihambe ma-interbhenki wangukhona lapo asilavo tina napa manje ogogo benze njani ngemali zangu asesiswele konke kuvele sokunzima ndoda.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. So khonapho ke singathi intengo ngokudime njani ezitolo sizokuthiwa kuzima sibili.
Khonokho kukhulu nabanye amathukela sabo-34 amakhukela kubo-50-60 khonapho kunzima vele thina njengapha vele imali besingasela ndaba besisebenza ngomumbu esikhathi esiningi.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho ke ebhinga. What in our Sasaba?
I will.
Yeah, so Blessing Likola is saying that, you know, they used to use the rand, the dollar, and other currencies. But he says they're no longer using it and now grandmothers and granddaddies, they've got a problem. He says they used to get money from NGOs. And so they're supposed to get this US dollar and go to the banks. He says there are no banks around in certain areas in Pinga. So where should they go to change their kind of money? So he says that's a big bind. I guess we've got a caller or two.
Baba Ndlovu.
Ndlovu, connect to money. Baba Ndlovu, caller, connect to one, Baba.
Maybe
before we go to Undiweni, Skispalin Bichan. So, see, I want to give you a little bit of a Facebook. Umazinyane Chuma Utilamin Kona Tube, Uzemo Kona Lapagi. Ukol ruler, Uti Umponda. How can you generate foreign currency when there's so much corruption in Zimbabwe? Says that's impossible. Then uchuma uyaphinda futhi uthi umumbu uvalelweni kanti indaba singasozisenelise ukuthwala umumbu wethu. So ke sibuyele kuba undiweni, baba undiweni, anti uzwele ngale bhinga kuthiwa ke nxa abantu behola imali. So abantu bayahola from ama NGOs. Kodwa phela kuthiwa kula mabank. So inkinga yangkhona ukuthi amabhenki akatshana. Izalukazi lamaxeku so kumele bedondolozele besiye amabank. Besiyakwenza khona kuthiwa interchange utshintsha imali ku-intermarket khonapho. So ke wena ungathini ngakhonokho ke osokungani kubhekane labantu?
Dube kunzima labalaleli kumbe mina ngokuthi ngicabanga inxa i-alternative engayenziwa ukuthi u-address that problem ukuthi abantu bebe emabhenki umuntu ebehlala ekhaya kithi umele agada ayegokpoint ayetshintsha leyo mali. I think in the interim, maybe we are sharing our mobile in the exchange platform. So now we think to deal with the problem, they would like to use my land, access to those facilities in our schools, otherwise, so we wouldn't be cool. And the I think also I agree. I think the seven is a civil, not serious in a user. Kumele is affected by ama exports because I need a survive in Langala Palace of Payment. I agree that we need enough foreign currency for the country. So I think that we should not forget the aspect of which Kumele to invest in industry. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi our industry is obsolete, equipment ekhona isifile indala igugile ngiyantolontolo but kuyadinga ukuthi khona na sizame ukuthi siqalise kakutsha si-embrace kumbe sibambe i-technology kuma-industry okwenzela ukuthi siproduce si-export and sithole i-foreign currency. Izindlela le ayisoze yaphila ngiyatsho ayisoze yaphila ngenxa yokuthi ayizobhed
ama-export.
So ngiyakumelana siyekhumileyo sithi
ye siyabonga kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho. So he says there's need for exports, you know, in order to, you know, make sure that maybe the Zim dollar can float in a good way. But he's very skeptical about what is happening in rural Pinga and other places where there are no banks. He says maybe somebody can come out with an app, maybe a mobile exchange app or something like that, or some platform where people can just go to a growth point or maybe in a village and then start exchanging their money. And so he says it's a tough situation.
I think we have another caller.
Yes, Sloban Nkumani. What is your good Sloban? Yeah, it's going to Sloban Void. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello, Sloban.
You're Peter Void, Unja.
I'm going to go to the house.
yena uhulumeni uti imali leyo yokathi ziphambanise into eziningi.
Hayi, ephambanisa yona le yabo le engasebenzisi.
Mhm.
Iyephambanisa yona le.
So singathi wena kathesi unxa uthola imali useZimbabwe kanjo Baba Derek.
Eh.
Nxa ungathola imali US dollar uyangaphi la?
Kade sasakwazi sizobuya ngazo kodwa iyathi vese isebenza ngoyini isebenza vese.
Mhm. Kumbe uyagcina usuya kwa-hospitaleni kumbe ebhenki kumbe ngapha sikwazi bhenki.
Kona ibhenki bayivuyo zithi sibophisa.
Oh, kuthi uyathi ungene ebhenki khonapho uhlubojwe.
Eh.
Hayi, siyezwa kakhulu. So wena ubona ngazani kuya phambili kumele kwenziweni una ngombono wakho mnumzane?
Hayi, bona mina balungisise kathi ama-minister anafona ahola mali.
Aha. Hayi singazi khona apho sizabuza. No sibongile kakhulu Derek uwadila kusasa wa.
Ulungile.
Yeah, so he says the problem with Zimbabwe is that it's not a question of you know phasing out the multiple currency system. Just bring it back.
Yeah.
That's what works. You know, he says the bond, throw it away, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
let's go to I think we have another caller. Mkoma surprise Magadi.
Sipho makati ngwa blessing.
Aiwa tiripoti pe ofungwa dzenyu.
Ndaida kutaura wana baba anonzwa mupondawo.
Mhm.
Ndaida kutaura mamirira akaita hurumende yedu kuti hurumende yedu chayo iripo hachavimba nayo.
Mhm.
Nyaya iri kuitika ndeyekuti munoona kuti tiri kuti isusu tiri kunzi tapirwa mari mazimudola handiti.
Mhm.
Ari kunzi apinda. Iko zvino chinotipa guarantee yekuti mari iyoyo yakasimba uyezve inotisitsa kure chii.
Mm-hmm.
Chimwe chinhu zvakare ndechekuti tida kuzivawo kuti ko chino guarantee yedu iri papi pamari dzekunzi tikatumira mari dzedu kubva kusouth africa kuno kwatiri tichitumira kuzimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Tinodziwana mari dzedu ari ma US mutemo yavo iri kungochinja any minute inongorekana yachinja. Choti pa guarantee yekuti hazvichinje chingava chii nokuti zuro uno bondi chairo rakanga rim system chinzi 1:1 asi rakaguma ronzi harisirongonzi harisi 1:1 from nowhere saka iko zvino izvi choti pa guarantee chingambova chii.
Vamuponda pindura itinzi
apa chiri kuita ndechekuti macurrency reforms ka e-process is not an event zvoba ndambotora paya kuti nyaya yekuzoti tishike patiri nhasi yakatangira kumabond coins tika explain kuti zvakafamba sei tikazosvika patiri asi chei chinoti muwe guaranteed for now ndechekuti izvozvo vanhu vatotumirwa mari kubva kunze varitotora ari maus dollars utopiwa iri currency yavatumira iri ukatotumira izvozvi kumaus dollars uri kusouth africa ari maranzi munhu wavatumira atopiwa mari iyoyo saka guarantee iyoyo iripo ndozvinotoitika hapana munhu ati atumira mari kunze achibva kunze akanzi munhu apuwa bond note iye atumirwa marandi aiwa asi kuitika izvozvo asi chechitatu blessing chandoda kuti vateereri vanyanye kubatisisa ka ndechekuti nyaya yemacurrency reforms iyi chinhu cheche chisingaitwe as an event yekuti chinongoitwa nhasi zobva zvanaka aiwa zvinhu zvinotora nguva zvichiitika muchiadjasta muchiadjasta kusvika masvika chi pamofanira kusvika Zimbabwe yagara ine yatinoti deficit yekuti kare kake tagara chingowana inonzi balance of payment support from IMF World Bank nana Britain nana America vachiti batira because Zimbabwe is never end enough currency inoenderana nechi nema import needs edu ndosaka tichida strategy inonzi import substitution. Vataka kuimporta zvanyanyisa blessing ukatarisa mota dzahapa road pe Zimbabwe dzakusvika close to 2 million and mota idzo dzinoda petrol inoimportwa handiti mota idzo dzacho dzakatoimportwa futi neforeign currency. Saka pane maadjustments anofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu idzoke pabalanced position. Zviri kuitika izvi hazvizoti zvingangoblamwa on one person kana on zvinhu zvaitika over many years and tinawo maimports atatiita ari unnecessary blessing ukatarisa ndanchiona izvozvo kuti Zimbabwe yaimporta mavegetables ari worth $8 million mavegetables for that matter. You know thing and we've got all this land saka ma policy issues atiri kuita anofanira kunge ari aineni yatinoti goal congruence yekuti targeta same specific goal atingati ma policy in piecemeal yekuti taita ichi uku tasirira saka these policies should be in one line such that ku agriculture to push towards production of things that we can export where we've got markets. We need to build back our cattle head. You remember the time we exported to EU, did you enter foreign currency? Maru, at time we exported to EU, did you enter foreign currency? There are those things that we need to do. And these things, unfortunately, are hitting over a few weeks or months. It's not that my core is cheating. Like I'm a Zimbabwean, so that would get to say the longer picture of it. That's why government is coming up with these measures. Now, when you come to the country, you can't get to the country. You can't get to the country. You can't get to the Zaire, it's very clear. Zaire kutawara. It kutawara no person or entity shall buy or acquire maize from any producer, otherwise not through the GMB. And there's no person, if you're not a farmer and you're not a producer, you're not allowed to sell maize to GMB. So you can't come to this, you can subsidize in Zimbabwe. So the GMB, you can get to Chibagi from a producer at 900, and it's here you can get to Kuna Mila at 700. Saka ipa paparuko avuido jezu kuti mila kana kuti mwe munhu anoenda kutora chibage chacho chatenga ku GMB at 700 odzokesa chibage chacho ku GMB at 900. It's just a measure to protect the masses because chibage chinoke chichi affordable to everyone. So this is a subsidized product. Once the product is subsidized, there are controls that you need to have. Yo, how are you going to have chibage chinotengeswa ku GMB when you are not a farmer? Unenge wachiwana kuti this instrument is very clear, but it's now being scandalized from how I'm hearing to Facebook and other social media. So in as a radio, it would be good the way you are going about to inform the people what is the measure actually saying. And if our government, you know, find a campaign, a media campaign, to advertise such that it's not taken by those who paid for fake news, as if one Arab is going to battle Chiba again, things like that. I feel it's repeating. Zvinongori ngadzo kuti chibage ngachitenge zvino munhu achirima. Iwo kana usina kurima chibage, don't sell chibage GMB. Don't try it. To be a new domain, but in just na kurima. We want production.
Gibbs. Yes, ziyasathe ke unceko lapho osecungweni sokuthiwa ke ukhona. Nceko kunjani baba? Ecungweni silobani kunjani mfowethu? Yeah, kwa ngizani ke ucingo lakhe soqhumekile. Londweni la sizokuthiwa ke ucingo lakhe soqhumekile. So sibone ke ukuthi abantu bathini ke ku Facebook kona mpaske sibalabale. Ababili abathathu ngeke ngibone ukuthi singabe silobani. Inetwork lapha Blessing ngani iyahlupha kulezi nsuku kodwa hayi ngiyabona ke uLungile Ndlovu uthi linjani balaleli. Ngilalele ngiseRutherford eJohannesburg. Hayi Long Austin uncube uthi useRutherford. Kuzobuya uLungile ke uthi hayi sisonke. Ngisemonze eZambia. Umtuduzi Ndlovu uthi ngicela imfoni lakho lamanje. Siza kuzama mfowethu noma kanjani. Kuzobuya ke uBhayana la uthi ngiyacela mfowethu uthi limfonele. So kumbe siqhubeke siye phambili
mfowethu. But Mr. Mponda, is there a plan B for Minister Mthuli Ncube here? Because from what the people are saying, failure is an option. What if this fails?
There's an option, obviously, because he's also negotiating with the Paris Donor Conference and the IMF and the World Bank, and they've got the staff monitoring program already in progress. So some of these reforms already with the blessing of the big financial players like the World Bank and IMF, because we have IMF staff in Zimbabwe already. They're also advising the minister on what he's doing. So it's not really like the minister is doing as he pleases or as he wishes. No. The minister is consulting widely with other experts and other bodies who've got money and who've got capacity. It's people like the African Development Bank. So the minister has been doing these things after consulting and after considering the effects that it can have on the people that distances, which is an intervention to cushion the people from the effects of rising prices. Because this price adjustment, it's not in US dollars. It's a new currency that's being introduced. Hence, you're having this anomaly whereby it has moved drastically above. Ideally, when you're a developing country like Zimbabwe, you need a currency, what you call a soft currency, a currency that is depreciating so that it gives you, it will be more. That will allow you to export more, to earn more in your own currency. Even if you are, say, remitting money from the diaspora, you earn 100 US dollars. To someone who's in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't be equivalent to 100 US dollars. It should be something more to your local currency.
Okay, Mr. Mponda,
you achieve this by having a weaker currency. So that's why the minister is moving away from a hard currency, that's the US dollar. The US dollar is a reserve currency.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda.
For the world. So you cannot use that currency. It's too strong for this economy.
Okay, Mr. Mponda, we just want to quickly bring in Our third guest, that is the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you heard what Mr. Mponda said there, that the government is consulting widely the IMF and other international lenders. But the question is, are they consulting Zimbabweans? Did they consult you before this statutory instrument, 142? Mr. Moyo?
Yes, yes, I'm listening. They might be consulting the IMF, the World Bank, and other players, but I think locally there are some challenges. When we met on Wednesday, on the 26th, organized labor was very clear that they were not aware they were taken by surprise. Some applies with business, so even businesses in Zimbabwe were taken unaware. They were not consulted about this decision. Remember that Zimbabweans are very skeptical about the IMF and the World Bank. They presented for us in the 90s, and it destroyed jobs, closed companies. So it is very difficult to convince people that anything coming from the IMF at this stage will be able to salvage the situation. Zimbabweans believe that they need to be consulted on how they can be able to buy in to what government needs to implement. Unfortunately, government is not forthcoming.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It is former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda who said that the IMF doesn't care whether you are suffering from malaria, a headache, or a broken leg. They still give you quinine.
Yeah. So now I think yes, let's call a lapage Mkwebo. Mkwebo, unja nkwen. We are news on Mkwebo.
Yeah,
we're gonna jan kwen zakala Mkwebo.
Yeah, in the Malo Finda. In the sense that currency reform Mponda. Ifana lokugatsha lesihlahla. Ugatsha lesihlahla nxa isihlahla esikhulu sakhona sivele singaphilanga kahle, ugatsha akula ngayo indlela esingaphila ngayo. Uthi ngezinye indlela singabe silokhu sicomba ukuthi isalukazi ngethu singenza kahle sithoma izalo, kodwa esikhathini sesivele sisedlule. Engikubona kuqakathekile ukuthi asibuyelele emuva silungisise isimo sahulumende lo esikhokhelayo. Uhulumende esikhokhelayo usetshengise ukungathembakali okwesikhathi eside kakhulu. Uthi nxa singakhangela sibuyela emva kancane, lisakhumbula kwakule khampani ethiwa ngumana Africa.
Ye, siyayikhumbula sibili. Yayilale team yebhola.
Imana Africa ukutshona kwayo yatshona ngenxa yokuthi yafaka imali yayo eningi in-hard currency kumabhenki eZimbabwe. Bathi befuna ukuyisebenzisa. Bafica ukuthi yayisidliwe nguhulumende. Osokusenza ukuthi kungabi lo muntu olengqondo ezipheleleyo ovumayo ukuthi afake imali yakhe kuleli lizwe. Ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende kathembakali, engathembakali anjalo kuza kwenza ukuthi impilo yabantu ibe nzima kakhulu.
Ye, lokhu sakhona mnumzane. So I think Mkwebo's phone is a problem. But all what you are saying is that people must still remember what happened to funds that were used by the government. Still remember those funds that the government used.
Is actually being sued, not only by Mwana Africa. You remember Rio Zim, of course, was also suing the government.
So he says, you know, at the end of the day, people must remember that. Because there are some companies who are still, you know, in distress because of that. And so he says, what type of a company can go today and invest in Zimbabwe and generate the much-needed exports that are being, you know, spoken about by Mponda? So he says, no. The problem is the government is not trusted, is not trustworthy at all. So how then do you push investment? How do you push exports and all those kind of things? He says it's impossible.
We have Mkoma Caleb Stole. Mkoma Caleb Stole, Magadi.
pedu baba makadinini.
Aisu tingotamba tipeo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Caleb.
Zvirikutaura namukoma Mponda ndinozvinzwisisa. Mhm. Vari kutaura bati hapane rimwe wei kuti government ingagadzirise zvinhu izvi. Vanhu vachikwanisa kutenga chingwa vakaguta tisingadhuri. Mhm. Kuti tikatarisa zviri kuitika kaizvino mapraizisi. Kana uchitenga $221 pamunhu asiri kushanda ari kutengesa madomasi. Hazvitomboite because chirungu kachavari kutaura ichi. Sateji yegovernment iri kukumbira kuti igadzirise zvinhu izvi ka ruzhinjiri weZimbabwe rakaguta theni tikwanise kunzwisisa ari kuenda nekwavaroda kuchiita because ezvino govenmendi zvari kuita nevanhu vachona vari kuita mapraizisi kuti ngari hayi hatizuzva kuti vari pamwe chete kana kuti taneta ngavaite zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti Zimbabwe tatambudzike nenzara nekunge vachiitenderedza because kana vachiti kuti vaende kumabanks watwati chachirungu ichi ngatiregeze mabanks izvi tiite zvokuitira kuti isusu tigute thenivo kana vachienda mabanks vainge ivo vatigadzirirewo isusu tiwane zvakawanda zvokuitira kuti vabereki vedu isusu vakwanise kuwana chikafu pamari dzatinenge tichitumira isusu tichibva kumaricho.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vasitole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Mr. Caleb Stole there is saying our listener is that he understands everything that Mr. Mponda is saying, but he's saying his main concern is that people don't even have the basics. They cannot even afford bread. You know, so he says it's good to talk about those economic policies in English. But when people have something to eat, he says people will not understand if they cannot afford just the basics to survive on a day-to-day.
Before we get his reaction, let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Ubaba Ndlovu, sekuweni. Baba Ndlovu, unjani lapho khona? Ndlovini, unjani?
Ngizwa.
Yeah, uyasizwa Ndlovu.
Kodwa ngiyalizwa kakhulu.
Yeah, akutsho wena ukuthi ubona njani kwenzakala esibaba.
Mina ngise ngiyasho kahle into lengiphatha kabuhlungu ngoba manje ngiya driver ngisendleleni. Ngifuna ekhaya. Kolo laphana githi kebatopo ngilesitolo and isitolo leso izinto ebengizithenga ngapha eSouth Africa ngale ekhaya bekwazi ukuthi bathenge amarandi. So manje ngithenge ngena bakhe bavale vele ngoba akusasizi ukuthi bathenge ngale amadola ngizositoka kuphi mina ma bethenga ngale amadola lawaya.
Kade uthengisani-ke Ndlovu?
Ngithengisa ngegrosali into ngezithathe nokudla ezi-fish oil ilokhu veni iflawa lamarayisi.
Manje suvalisile ukuthi hhayi akusasebenzi
kufuna bavale ngifike mina ngoba kusize ukuthi bathenge amadola khona ngizositoka kangikuphi duke ngoba into lezele izitoka ngapha e-South Africa lelo dola lakhona ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngithenge ngalo ngapha e-South Africa
ngiyiqede
mese nginayo duke yabona.
Pho manje ungavala kubeka baba kubeka Ndlovu ngulalele Ndlovu
ngithi ngiyavala tube ngoba kuyafana into azengiyenza bengilokuthi sometimes amadoda angapha egoli bakuukuthi kukhona bakufuna ngale esitolo sami ngithi babathuma abadala bayekuthatha khona bese bengibhadala mina ngapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngisitokhe izinto zami zibuyele zihambe kuye khona bethenga nangalo lelo dola lelo ekhaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi bengiphrishiya ini ukuthi bathenga amarandi ngoba ngisitokha ngapha. So manje mari bethenga lani amadola ngizositokha ngathi mina so ngikho ngithenga ngcono bavale kuyenzela ukuthi ngasakwazi ukuthi ngijani ngizositoka kanjani ngedola labo le engakwazi ukuthenga kuphi mali.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Ndlovu, ungadela kusasa baba.
Hayi ngiyabonga Dube, ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So Mr. Ndlovu is a businessman in Matopo. He says he has ordered his employees to shut down the store because it has been placing orders in South Africa in rands and so now selling those items in Zimbabwe dollars won't make sense. He says the times what he used to do was he would stock his shop in Matopo and then ask people in South Africa to pay him in rands and then he would buy and sell, you know, that kind of a thing. So he says he was making good business, but now with the Zimbabwe dollars he can't do anything. So some people have lost their jobs. He's now shut down. He doesn't know what to do next. So he says this is really critical at this stage in Zimbabwe. So sibuye kuba uJaffet Moyo. Baba Moyo, uyezwa lapha sibili ubaba uNdlovu bekhuluma sithi sevale lesitolo khona ngale matopo. Pho izisebenzi vele ziphila njani?
Kuba lobunzima lapha ngesike saboda eHarare namhlanje ekuseni. Sabona ukuthi ama-business amanengi bayesaba ukuthi ingxenye bangathathelwa ama-license. Abavalanga ke. Abakwenzileyo ke bakhweze intengo yokuthi lawo nxa uthi uyayikhangela kumbe ufuna uthengane. Imali yangkhona ayifanisi. Sibone ngani nayindlela yokuthi nje abantu asozebambe istophi yawo liyabe lihlala lokhu yikhangele ngokuthi imali yangkhona ayikwaniseki. So kulobunzima ke ebantwini ngokuthi impahla zikhona ke imali yangkhona ke esifunakala ke sibona abamabhizinisi ke abanqatshelwa ke phela ukuthi bekhweze
ifoni yakho ngazani sitshelela, so sizabuya kuwe baba Moyo, sicela uthede ukuze sibuye kuwe back khona ngapho. So what Moyo was saying is that you know they were just going around in Harare checking the prices and so forth, and then the business just as usual says businesses are open. But what they've done is they've increased prices of all commodities. So they don't want to shut down, because they are fearing that if they shut down, they'll lose their licenses. So instead, they're increasing prices so that their presence is seen by government. So he says the situation is really bad for workers. I guess you call
it? Tinabama Vinze, Makadi. Vama Vinza.
Fara dino fara nda fara kwa dipizo mchirongwa mlona na uyangu ili pakuti wanweza anu ayaka chino zonga taka awenga asatina wanunga wakabari kwa dima yangu wanunga nende kuchikoro chekunyepa acha saka gotora ikita abadari chukwere piche Eskom chukuno kwa South Africa. South Africa yungu amba uti Eskom ya babu ya gadrechi ya abadari Eskom
ashtore nguwa ere wama vinze. Vama Vinza, azitore nguwa ere. Pamwe yaka badara, surukutora nguwa.
Ayu, apana, 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 jimare, kaiga buni, siba pazi, babu, paduza, pa kutukaya ya badaro. Kunye poko. Mulono, tibuza, nika hito mwine kunye pa, siba muza, kutonge nika. Na uzirunde tani, zanu, PFR kudreje, zinu, kudu, asike kuna election 2023. Kaka dzise ma reforms ari kubiwa kuti tende kuma election zvakadeka. Hamuna ndabva ane problem kuti dai ndaigoni totora no ane ma wrong advisors. Kuti izvo zvichinja hazvidi kana MDC kana chini. Hamuna ndabva ana ma advisors ari right. Tikaedwi kana kuma sanction ai bviswa. Ino aramba chini, ari kuramba kuimplement izvo zvakazvidisai. Anoramba achitambudzika atisi kufara pakugara kwetukito kunze muno uchitambura kudai. Ichitupa munyika dzisi dzedu hatine nhamo yekuti tatiri kusenza kuti tibatsire nyika yedu handiti ndozvo zvakashata ndikumbira amuponde ataure chokwadi every day tinoseve kupotuko tinota krom inobve kuzimba platinum inobva hazvijeki kuti mari yacheri kuendeti taagari kutaura kuti hazi platinum nezvese ndiri kutengesa tiri kudai mari yacheri kuendeti zvo hazvina kujeka handiti. Edu ine zvivanikwa zvakanaka ari kupedza vanhu vashoma shoma tikashei mazimba sedu vezemazimbabwe ngaangwarire mangwana chichauya chekusudhani achazotambura nemhuri dzavo dzichatambura anhu kutsamwa kwaari kuita uku kuchasimudze hondo dzozotiwo achazotamburawo zvinonakidza achine pfuti dzaakabata achiri pamatomo asi achazonge akutizawo zvetiri kuita kutize kunyika kwedu ngenhambo. Ndo mazwa angu ngataure chokwadi anhu ezvatu pfepo ngadzidzotaure chokwadi chete kuti tatambudzika tisanyepa
votikanyepa vakinyika. Tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinza, asi hatikurudzire hedu kuti titi pangazoita hondo, tinenge chida kuti vanhu vataurirane. Ndo chirongwa chatinenge tichiita kuti sevana vemunhu mumwe chete zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vataurirane pasina bata murefu bata mupfupi. Todzoka kwamuri vamuponda, ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa navamavhinza vari kutaura kuti mataura kuti Zimbabwe ine zviwanikwa zvakati wandei, asi hazvisi kubatsira vanhu. Rimwe dambudziko nderekuti vamwe vanoti tikaenda kumarangi uko kunenge kune nyaya dzehori, vamwewo chizotiwo tikatarisa mitemo yacho yezvicherwa iyi inenge yakanyorwa nguva yerodhisha, mari yakawanda inoenda kumakambani kwete kuhurumende.
Ipapo Blessing, ndazva zvangu matauriro aita muteereri wapedzera kutaura uyo ari kuratidza kushushikana nekurwadziwa iko kuri kuitika muZimbabwe. Isu tese hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika kuti maprize ari kukwira every day, hapana ari kufara nazvo kunze kwemunhu ari kuisa mari yacho muhomwe make. Zviri kurwadza muZimbabweni wese anoda nyika yake kuti maprize indava aramba kuvaramba achikwira kudai. Zvinhu zvaita nezuro zvakwira zvakwira sei, chichi hatizvikwire, mainput acho achinja here? Ndo patiri kutaura kuti pari kuita information gap chete yekungoti industry maybe nelabor vanofanira kunge vachidzoka futi patable. I know kuti a week ago vanga vaina president vachiita yatinoti tripartite talks, and I hope that forum icharamba ichiitika yekuti vatungamiri vevashandi nevashandirwi nehurumende vanogara pasi vachionesana kuti zvakadai zvakadai. Nyaya yecurrency iyi inyaya iri sensitive yekuti kazhinji haipiwe one warning yekuti mangwana chabva tadai, nokuti vanhu vanenge vachiti speculation. Ndosaka zvanga zvichingotaurwa kuti ichauya mari itsva ichauya mari itsva, but date racho haribude reichozivikanwa nevamwe vashoma chete kuti even vari muzanup f kuti havatozvizivi date racho iro rinozongosetwa kureserve bank nekuministry of finance ndovanozosarudza zuva rekuti mari yauya. Izvo zvinoitirwa kuprotecta integrity yenyika necurrency yacho. Saka zvatichida kukurudzira pamamirira aita zvinhu ndeyekuti vanhu ngavaregere kubva vanyonoita hasha dziyedziye dziri personal dzachiratidzwa nemuteereri abva kutaura uyo, nekuti maitikiro ari kuita zvinhu nyika yako iri kugadzirika, asi hazvi kugadzirika at the rate of which pese tinoda. Tangativa kuti dai zvabva zvanaka nhasi, asi hazvigoneki. Maexports tinawo, asi chimwe chatataura ndechekuti tiri kuexporta pasina inonzi value addition. Yandingapai example yekuti motikari dzatotenga kubva kujapan pamwe dziri kugadzirwa nesimbi yabva muZimbabwe, asi iri simbi inobuda maybe $1,000 yakudzoka yamoto yakunzi $20,000. Ndo panimwe patiri kurasika kuti ngatiite beneficiation value addition kuti maexports edu akwirire. Instead of kuexporta iri forgedwa, ngatiexpose ari macigarettes aproceswa. Zvinova izvo zvinokwana nyika yawane mari yakati o tisaexporta raw diamond.
Alright, tinotenda vamuponda, regai titore muteereri wekupedzisira.
Ye baba mpofu, pose lokucina konapo mwewe peli dzamubva. Inkosi baba mpofu. Ye pose lako baba mpofu ukorecinwe.
Ye ngikona baba.
Ye ngamafichani sibili sikaza siphelile. Ye unibona njalo kwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Anako kwenzakala eZimbabwe kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Iyi radio iyo ikadzi kupambanisa, siza kungenisa kuhlelo luzayo isikhathi du mfanekaya. So kedwa next week sizavisilayo ngeMonday. So ukhumbule usithumezele inombolo yakho kwenzela ukuthi sixoxe lawe. Sibongile empofu wabo. Blessing, time is up.
Fortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Michael Ndiweni, informal traders leader, Mr. Gilbert Mponda, a businessman, and also the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.